earlier in response to that call we had about Michelle. Amanda's call about epilepsy. We have so many calls today, I actually don't know who I'm talking about. Amanda's call about epilepsy. Mary called and said her son had epilepsy and had to give up work. It was so bad. But he's now going to a chiropractor and he's in great shape. And we have a chiropractor on the line. Dr. Ben, how are you?
Hey, Ben. How are you today?
Not too bad at all. Have you ever used chiropractic to help somebody with epilepsy?
Yeah, we've actually had a lot over the years. I'm in Ireland since 2002. And we have at least two or three patients every year coming into us specifically for epilepsy.
I wouldn't have thought it was something that was related to the bones in your back and neck.
You know what? I think the biggest, I suppose, misconception about chiropractic in the community at the moment is that it is about bones, back and neck, you know, pain. And the bigger picture of chiropractic always is that it's what's inside the bones that's important. So the bones can move out of alignment, causing pressure on the nerve, but it's actually the nervous system that we're affecting when we're adjusting the spine.
Yeah.
So it's actually, what we're trying to do is get the brain to communicate properly with the body through that spinal cord, through the nerves that supply all the individual organs and the cells of the body. But the problem is that we over the years, I think over the last 60 or 70 years, chiropractic's done itself a really massive disservice by marketing itself to the general public as a cure for back and neck pain.
Mm.
And actually, when chiropractic was first devised about 120 years ago, the initial it was initially for health. So it was actually for people to improve their immune function, to help them with all sorts of illnesses, like genuine sickness. In the U.S. where it was first introduced, and over the years through the 40s and 50s, we've really concentrated on this whole back pain, neck pain model. And to me, it's not the bigger picture what chiropractic can provide to the public.
Well, I asked you the question knowing the answer because I've had experience myself where a problem actually ended up with another problem. I ended up with paralysis in my arm, which a chiropractor actually fixed for me.
Yes.
Through the very thing you're talking about.
Yeah, that's it. So it's funny, just when you guys gave me a shout about it, and I quickly did a Google search on epilepsy and chiropractic as far as just some research articles, and there's literally dozens and dozens of studies out there. And even one that was from a journal of manipulative physiology from like, this is an old study, like 15 years ago, where there was, I think there was 83 or 87% improvement in people with epilepsy while under chiropractic care with their symptoms. Mm. So huge improvement with the condition.
Okay, so there's a possibility for anybody with epilepsy listening in who was interested in Amanda's story earlier. Dr. Ben, thanks for that.
You're very welcome, guys.
Take care.
Bye. It's an interesting way. You learn something every day, don't you? Absolutely. Right, we talked at length.